proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and I want to thank you for joining me today. And on today's program, I'd like to share with you a thought concerning one of the common expressions used in the Bible. Many times when reading the scriptures, we come across phrases that we often wonder what they mean. So let's now discuss the familiar biblical phrase, tears in a bottle. This unique phrase, tears in a bottle, is a poetic term and is significant especially in understanding the culture and background of the scriptures. To better illustrate its meaning, come with me now to Jerusalem to the Mount of Olives. From the top, we can see the beautiful view of the old city of Jerusalem in the Kidron Valley right in front of us. Now take a look down toward the right. That is the Garden of Gethsemane. Let's head now in that direction as we pass through a Jewish cemetery. Those buried here were done expecting so to resurrect with the Messiah upon his arrival to Jerusalem. Now we are about halfway down the Mount of Olives. The similar path here is what Jesus would have taken during the triumphal entry on Palm Sunday. Let's turn right now on a short path to a special place with a view. This building before us is called the Dominus Flevit. It is a Franciscan church that was built in the 1950s. Now inside, you can take a spectacular view of the old city and the Temple Mount through an ornate arched window. Now coming back outside, now take a look up on the top of the building, the unique teardrop-shaped roof with four decorative bottles at each corner. These are tear bottles. Now the name of this place is the Dominus Flevit, which means in Latin, Our Lord Wept. This reminds us of the moment when Jesus wept over the city of Jerusalem. Thus, the architect of the church incorporated the tear bottles in his design. So what exactly are tear bottles? Archaeologists have uncovered numerous glass bottles that would have been used to collect the tears of those mourning over the death of a loved one. The person would then keep the tear bottle as a sign of remembrance of their loved one. It showed that they cared. Now as we walk from this place, let's turn our attention to the passage found in Psalm 56 verse 8 where it says, Thou tellest my wanderings, put thou my tears into a bottle. Are they not in thy book? This psalm, written by David, brings us back to another story where God showed himself mighty to the future king of Israel. When David was on the run from King Saul, he fled to enemy territory in Gath, the land of the Philistines. Seeking refuge from their king, the Philistines recognized David, saying, Isn't this the same guy from the song, Saul hath slain his thousands and David his tens of thousands? David became afraid and pretended to be insane. He escaped and at some point wrote this psalm. He recounts the oppression of his enemies, and then assures himself, saying, What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. He praises the Lord and expresses his trust in him, saying, I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. In this trying moment, David testifies of God's mighty work of protection and care. This was personal. So what does all this have to do with tears in a bottle? Again, verse 8 says, Thou tellest my wanderings, put thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? Here we actually see a book and a bottle. David cried unto the Lord, and as he did so, God put his tears in a bottle. David mentions the fact that God has written the details of his experience, that they are known to God. The beauty of this passage shows that God indeed cares. He knows everything about us, even the number of hairs that are on our head. He is a personal God who loves and cares for his own. And this is what David experienced. As David endured suffering, even so, Jesus endured suffering and tears, and we can take comfort in this. Now, maybe you today are going through a moment of trial right now, and I encourage you to turn to the Lord who truly cares for you. No matter what you may be facing, you can trust in God because He cares for you. Now, I invite you to join us again next time as we'll look at another familiar biblical phrase. And as we do that, I just want to mention as well that IBJAM does host a special study toward Israel on a regular basis. Let the Bible come alive on this trip of a lifetime. Just contact us here for more information about that trip to Israel. And if you'd like to hear this program again, or any of our other archive programs regarding Israel and the Jewish people, simply visit us at ibjm.org. And also, as we close this program, let's remember the words of Psalm 122, verse 6, where it says, Sha'alu shalom Yerushalayim. Let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.